Hello and welcome back to Couplecast. This week we're going to be talking about a variety of things. So we want to talk a bit about what it was like uploading our first podcast, which was really weird. Life updates, what we've been doing past week.
Yeah.
Job searching for graduate roles. We want to do a bit of a movie review on The Greatest Showman. It's the best film. Just some interesting news that we might have found. I've got a few, but I don't know if they're that interesting. And then just like the future of our podcast, because we didn't speak about that much last episode.
Nice.
So, do you want to start with the process of uploading our first podcast?
So, what was it?
So, how did we do it?
Because we were on the Anchor app.
Yeah.
So... what?
So basically, we just recorded. It was really easy. We just recorded. You don't even have to edit anything. It just pretty much all goes into one document. Even if you take multiple takes, you can add them together. And then you click upload, and it automatically distributes it to different websites where people listen to podcasts. So at the moment, we're on Anchor. iTunes podcast, Apple podcasts. And Pocket Cast, which is an Android one. I think it's like one of the most popular. But I was doing some research, and you have to be like a big podcast to get on Spotify, apparently.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you have it to might apply happen. And stuff for Spotify, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I think Anchor can try and get you on there if you're popular, but like I think once you go to upload to all what's it called? Like places,
platforms.
Yeah, all platforms. Once you go to upload to all platforms, it'll try to put you on there, but obviously it takes a while, but I don't think it's going to happen straight away. And then Google Play's not in, for podcasts, it's not in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. So I thought, I was like, why aren't we on Google Play yet?
We might think of uploading to YouTube.
In the future.
In the future, because there might be potential listeners on there.
I don't know. It's not a rush for that, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we're rushing to get people listening.
The audience now would have seen we've definitely decided on Couplecast. They would have seen the logo you created.
We'd need an audience for that.
But, yeah. They would have seen the logo you created, the name of the podcast and stuff. Exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as I say though, we're not in a rush to get viewers. We're still learning how to do things. It's not exactly the best quality. I think like the better we get.
Yeah, that's what I said.
The more listeners.
Our first Dollar Shave Club deal will actually get some or one mic. Because even one would be better.
I think like
the only thing we've like upgrading the setup is like you have to start learning how to edit and stuff like that.
Yeah, our laptops just aren't capable of that. They're a bit slow at the moment.
Well, yours isn't.
Well, we both are, yeah, but we couldn't transport it over because our laptops were slow. We couldn't get it onto a file to put on anything.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was quite a easy process. I thought it was going to be more stressful.
Yeah.
We set up an email address for the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's interesting to anyone.
Yeah. It's called, well, if you want to send any questions, it's couplecastpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Spelt as it sounds.
Literally.
Yep. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
You spoke.
I spoke over you. Oh, gosh. I don't know.
It was an important
I was talking about how easy it was to do the podcast.
Oh yeah, no, that's the thing. It's easy now because it's just a phone and you press a couple of buttons.
Yeah, it'd obviously be more difficult as it goes on, but in terms of starting your first podcast, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, because we started watching Mile Higher podcast and they've got two microphones.
They've got a full setup, but
video, they've got a website, they've got all the things that we would want if we were already YouTubers.
But I want to point out that Kendall, the woman, Kendall Ray, in the podcast, she's like quite a big YouTuber, so she can afford that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've already probably got stuff like that lying around.
Well, exactly. So they've obviously got a proper setup, even though they've just started. We're just poor little students trying to live our life.
Yeah. I just imagine in 2 years, if we ever had an office, just go in there, there'll be two mics set up.
Working alongside our graduate jobs.
No, I just meant two mics set up, like, for the podcast.
At all times.
Yeah, we'll just do it, like, maybe twice a week, pumping them out.
God, I don't know how much you think we can talk. Twice a week?
Yeah, when we're older, we'll be like, oh, that office job, you know, thingy in the office is so annoying.
We'll see. Oh, yeah, last week I spoke about, oh, I like watching the conspiracy guys, or those conspiracy guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't listened to them since last summer because it was their end of series, like, summery sort of time. So yeah. I forgot to go back, and they've got so much. I've been listening to them while you've been at work.
Oh, great.
Listened to some of their true crime ones. One about Slender Man. Yeah. So.
Nice.
So I've been listening to this week.
Yeah, these podcasts aren't going to be an hour. We've kind of realised.
Well, unless we can talk for an hour, but some weeks we might not have that many topics.
Like this week, it's probably going to be like half to 40. We're uploading on a weird day today. Friday instead of a Sunday.
I think we might upload on the Sunday, but we're recording on the Friday.
Or record any other day when we can during the week.
Yeah, because we're going back to London. So it might be Sunday
today, if you watch it, not five years on, because you realise we just got famous. Because that's the thing, a lot of YouTubers, they have like hardly any views on their first videos, because they never started getting more views till later on. Exactly. So their first videos have like 30,000 views. And then the later ones have, like, a milli.
I don't know why you have this thing that we're going to be these big, massive podcasters. I'll be happy with 10 listeners.
I'll be happy with 20.
Oh, okay. That's fine, then. I think that's quite attainable in the next 4 years.
20 listeners.
20 listeners in 2 years. I think we can do that. That's our target. Yeah.
And then the third year, we get 1,000. Fourth year, we get 500.
Calm down.
500,000, by the way, not 500. We went down 500 subscribers.
Got shit.
Yeah. We uploaded.
Well, no, I just said got shit, like we're not already shit. Yeah, so life updates, basically. So this week, for the past couple of weeks, we've been doing some job searching for our perfect graduate roles.
I've gotten about 4 of the exact same call from different recruiters saying, how much money are you looking for? Where do you want it? What kind of job? Blah-de-blah-de-blah. And, it's just getting a bit old at the moment.
Yeah.
But I've got, like, 5 people looking for jobs at the moment, apparently, for me. And nothing yet. And I was supposed to hear back today as well from one, but they didn't get back to me. Bastards. I was thinking, can we swear? Oh yeah, we already swore.
I've already swore. I already ruined it. I know. You sit there and you get a call from like someone in the area. I'm like, quick, it might be a company that you've applied for. Like, quick, you might get an interview. God.
And yeah, it's like, just another recruitment person going, hi, it's Bob from blah 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 recruitment. I just want to talk to you about the job you applied for, or possible jobs. I'm like, just give me the job. And they all say, oh, your job's in such demand. I'm like,
they ain't got you one.
Yeah.
No, I know. Have you heard back from anyone else apart from the interview we went to for a company?
Nope.
That's sad.
It is sad.
Yeah, so I went to my first interview probably like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, because, well, last week I said mine was, the week before?
Yeah.
Or whatever, and then yours was 2 weeks before that, so maybe it's a month now.
It's not a month. It's 3 weeks, I'm pretty sure, this Friday. This Friday is today. No, I don't think so. I think it was a week between our two interviews.
Cool.
Yeah, so anyway, I had one like 3 weeks ago. They told me I was a perfect fit for them. They did tell me, however, that they'll get in contact nearer the time of when I'm looking to start my job, which isn't until like the end of May to June, maybe July. So don't expect to hear from them. But the guy that I was talking with, who was getting me involved with the company, I emailed him. I was like, how'd my interview go? Have you got any feedback for me? Just trying to get a little checkup. He ain't got back to me in a week. So they've like ditched me. Yeah. They're like, oh no, let's steer clear of her. Because they said to me, stay in contact, obviously, so we can like keep you in our minds and stuff.
But you can't stay in contact if they're not.
Yeah, contacting me back. They were like, oh yeah, you stay in contact, but we won't put in the effort. So it's just a one-way relationship at the moment. I have applied for two other jobs that I want. I haven't heard from, so I doubt I'm going to get.
And you're looking at a career change, apparently.
Already? I haven't even started my career, I'm looking at a career change. No, let me talk about the ones that I've applied for first. So I've applied for a job with a cruise company. With the potential to go on cruises with them. But it's like setting up all their programs, because I'm doing marketing, so it's like setting up all their like events and programs for the clients on board and stuff like that. It sounds really fun. And then another one for a marketing agency, and that sounds like an amazing job. They're quite a big company. Well, they're not too big because they haven't got many employees, but they've also got another branch in London, Australia and America.
So, but they sound really good.
The
main places.
Yeah, oh, and they kind of did get back to me. The woman who I sent my application to asked me what my salary expectations were, which isn't an awkward question on its own in an email.
Yeah.
No other questions. Just passing, what's your salary expectations?
Even though she was passing the email on, and it wasn't, she was like, oh, I'll direct you to someone else anyway.
She said she she's going to pass my application on.
And then she's going to be like, oh yeah, and she also wants this amount of money.
By the way, but it's hilarious because I went through the graduate consultancy with the university to find this job, and then they passed me on to another recruiter who's passing me on to different recruiters. Like, what a chain of events. Like, really? Do I need to... So, like, if I get an interview, possibly, I doubt I'm going to hear from her. I'm probably going to hear from someone completely new again.
Yeah, pass the parcel.
Like, pass the parcel. Yeah, like, can someone just deal with me? They're like, nope, not her. Yeah, so they're the ones that I've applied for. Oh, yeah, and obviously I said, like, career change. Well, I haven't started a job yet, so how do I know what I want to do? I haven't had no experience. Mm-hmm. I'm doing marketing. I've always thought I want to work in a marketing agency. Just a bit of fun, lots of different opportunities.
They say the interview.
No, I'm not trying to do an interview. But, what was I saying? You distracted me. Marketing. Oh, I've been doing a piece of coursework about PR, and PR is obviously a part of marketing, and I've really enjoyed the whole bit about PR. So now I'm like, what about if I want to go into PR? Which I didn't even know, because I haven't done it until the end of this year.
Yeah.
So like, what about if that's something that I really need to do, and I just never knew about it? And what about if I don't do it? If I don't do PR, and then I can't go into PR. And then
blah, blah.
And, like, in a marketing agency, there will be people who are probably doing PR in the agency, and I'm going to see them doing their job, and I'm going to think, oh, what about if that was my dream job?
Yeah, but it's easier to move jobs inside a company. No. So if there
not
was
if
a
it's
PR
something
vacancy,
I haven't got experience in and I'm not trained in.
I don't know.
But, like, if I got a graduate role in PR, they'd train me up in PR.
Yeah, but then what about marketing?
Well, exactly. What about if marketing's my destiny? I don't know. This is why it's really difficult. This is why I wish I did a placement year. Yep. I could have known.
Well, we couldn't get placements because we're terrible.
That made me feel worse. Can't get a job, can't get a placement. But, how do I know what I want to do? It's really sad.
That's the thing. We've all decided our careers, like, 3 years ago. Do a university degree in it, come out, and now we've got 50 grand debt with a job we don't even know we really want to do.
Well, I know I want to do something in marketing, but PR is such a small area. Well, not even a small, it's a big area, but yeah. It's a small part of marketing, really.
Yeah, and I like the construction industry, but is quantity surveying right for me, or...?
I don't know, you're bad at maths, but...
I know.
Yeah, you're doing the most maths career in construction, so...
Mm-mm. That's probably the most wrong thing you've ever said.
Okay, well, I don't know much about construction, so let me just tell lies.
Yeah.
So what's the most maths career in construction?
Probably, like, engineer.
What's an engineer? Is that not the...
Civil engineer, like...
The person that designs the...
Structures of, like, the buildings to make sure, like, the weight of the building and stuff like that.
Maybe.
And there's loads of shit, like, if it's going to fall over... if the wind
hit by a plane and to collapse like a controlled demolition.
Yeah. 9/11. What? Inside job. What?
Anyway, they clearly weren't good engineers.
No. Well, apparently the steel shouldn't melt under that. Well, whatever it was, temperature, but.
But yeah, it...
Apparently it does.
Did. melted. Anyway, that's a story for another time.
Yep. So yeah, job hunting is still going on. Hopefully by the next podcast, we or me...
Have a job. Have back.
No, not even. Like, might
in
have
a
just
week.
Heard back.
We just suddenly both have jobs.
Mm. We come on a podcast and be like, bye guys.
See ya.
We've got jobs now.
You were here just to fill the void.
Yeah.
No, one of my friends at university, she already got a job. One that I wasn't... Only a couple of... 3 people applied for and they're hiring 2 people. And it was one that, like, I got sent to me.
Yeah.
As a job that I could potentially do.
So loud.
That was such a loud cough. Yeah, as a job that I could potentially do, but I just didn't like the industry. But, like, if I applied... There would have been a 50% chance of me getting it.
Yeah, but you didn't want it. That's why you didn't apply.
Yeah, but she's just left her job already today, like her part-time job, because she's starting, I think, next week or something.
Yeah,
so
well,
imagine,
that could have been you, but
yeah, it could have
you
been
chose
me.
Not to do it, so you can't be salty about it now.
I'm not salty. I'm excited for her, really. But
yeah,
I would just wish I could quit my part-time job and have a job already.
Yeah, I can't wait to quit my retail job. We won't disclose where we work because
I'm not fired. Yeah, all of our viewers are going to expose us to
I could get
all of our 0 viewers
fired before I quit. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, that'd be awkward. A little bit awkward. Is job session hard, do you think? What happened to my voice there?
I don't know.
Job searching's not hard. Applying's not hard.
No,
it's hard to get responses.
Applying for bigger companies is hard.
Yeah.
Especially with the application process and some of them have like 10 questions you have to answer fully before you even get seen to.
Yeah.
And then they have telephone interview, assessment centre,
Yeah.
That's why I'm looking for a smaller company.
Yeah, same with me. And also... I just want to work for a small company. I think they're friendlier, more, especially in marketing. I feel like they're more creative. They've got really good work environments. Bigger companies, I don't know if it'd be as creative because there'd be more separate roles for the creative parts of marketing.
The only thing is, with a smaller company, I don't want them to be that small. Like, some of the companies have been family run, and I don't know if that's the right... company. I want to be working in a family-run company where the CEO, director, and whatever you call it is all got a second name.
No, but like
that is so I'm never gonna move off in the company probably.
Yeah, but then if someone has a birthday and they're having a birthday party, everyone at the office gets a day off because everyone's from the family. Oh
yeah,
no, we all
be.
Need to book the same day holiday. Ryan, there's no point you working. You might as well have the day off. That'd be good.
I don't think you know how companies work.
I was joking, obviously.
That would mean everyone else is in, except from the family.
Yeah, but not if you're the only person that's not in the family. If it's all the family and just you.
Okay.
Basically, you need to marry in to get the job. Probably.
I'll leave you then. To maybe into the groundworks contractor.
Yeah, as long as you pay child support.
For what? You?
Basically, to help me take care of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. What's adult next support. To talk about?
Oh no, I wanted to speak about what it's like for me to.
Oh god. Oh yeah.
It's really hard. There's not many like graduate or starter roles for marketing at the moment. Yeah, I just don't know if they're about yet. Like, it's really annoying. There's so many like 1 year experience, but I haven't got 1 year's experience.
Yeah.
Just 1 year. All I need is 1 year.
If I look on Indeed right now, there are two jobs, graduate jobs, that I've applied for both.
Yeah.
Two in the whole of Hampshire. What, definitely?
I know. Like,
I've already applied for them, so.
And none of the jobs that I could do say graduate, but there's ones that. Oh, it's just graduate in general. There's ones that I think, oh yeah, I could do that. And then you get to the bottom, they say 1 year experience, and you're like, why? Because you could teach me that.
Yeah.
They're such simple roles, but they just clearly don't want to teach you anything. They're like, I can't be bothered. Oh, the job that I just applied for is on Indeed now.
Oh,
which means more people are going to apply for it.
It's just, yeah, it's a weird one. Because, yeah, I've applied for, like, probably 10 jobs. Three of them or four of them are going through recruitment things, what are all trying to look for other jobs for me as well. Then I've got someone else looking for a job for me. So there's not much, I don't think there's much work on my end at the moment until I get an interview.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, yeah, it's a bit shit, to be honest. Because I feel like, oh, I'm making progress. And then I look at it, I'm like, well, no one's gotten back.
So. Like, this one says commercial officer or graduate, but it says previous experience as commercial officer. So how is it graduate? Because I need previous experience.
Yeah.
It's such a lie. They're just trying to get me to look, and then they're like, nope, not you.
Is that Charlie looking? Nope, not you.
She can't have this job. It's just annoying. I just want a job. Obviously, I don't expect one to be given to me on a plate. Like, I expect to work for it. But, like, yeah, at least get back to me. So many companies I've applied for, and they can't even send me an email to be like, nah, no, we're not really interested in your application, but thanks for, like, trying.
A few, like, who are still advertising now, I'm like, I applied a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not?
And I'm like, I'm thinking maybe they're going to wait till they're, like, position, like the thingy closes, like the application process,
yeah,
and then maybe they'll go for it. But some I applied for like weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just sad.
But this one I'm waiting on is like the first interview I've had.
Yeah.
So if I did get it, I don't know, I'd want to take it straight away just because it's like,
yeah,
it'd be a straight job. Like, it's just a lot of travel expenses.
I know that feeling.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I thought that was me then.
My dad said, looking forward to that calf, lol.
Oh yeah, his dad's coming down to pick us up to take us back to London tomorrow. So we're going to get some lunch before we drive back. And I bet he's looking forward to the calf. He loves a good fish finger sandwich.
Yeah. It is a good calf, to be honest. It's literally around the corner, so.
It's literally, like, less than a minute.
I could probably like throw
a brick at it.
No.
Break it and steal all their fish fingers and make your own.
I could probably throw a moon ball at it. Moon bounce ball.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure that's really as funny as what I just said.
No, I was thinking, like, realistically, you're thinking about
criminal thieving activity. Oh, God. Yeah, so, I can't wait for that lunch either. I don't know what I'm going to get.
I'll probably just get a fish thingy.
Really? Sandwich. Fish thingy? I'll probably get that club sandwich thing with the bacon and the, what is it? Bacon and chicken and salad. Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
I'll
and it
probably
comes
get,
with fries.
Yeah, sweet potato fries, because they do.
I've got to get something fries that's filling, because I don't know how much I'm going to eat for dinner.
Yeah.
It's questionable.
I'm probably going to get drank. I don't know about you. But
I'm going back to my house, so nope.
Yeah, but you might stay for a drink or three.
and be allergic all over the place. All right, guys, it's a really weird story, but I'm allergic to most alcohols, not spirits, just anything that, I don't know.
Has alcohol.
Has yeast in. Do you reckon it's yeast or wheat or something? Like beers, cider, wine, anything like that? Know. Is it like
a percentage of alcohol in?
No, because I'm fine. Actually, I'm fine with Prosecco.
We think you're fine with Prosecco.
I'm usually too drunk to know if I'm having a reaction at that point with Prosecco. Yeah. That hits me quite quick. But like vodka and that, I'm fine with. Shots, I'm fine with. Shut.
Everybody. Yeah, I don't know.
It's just like, and that's the thing, like, it's really annoying because cider isn't so nice. At least I've got an excuse to not like wine.
Yeah.
But then, even though I'm, like, slightly allergic or I've got an intolerance or whatever I've got, when I go to yours, they still force me to drink wine.
Uh-huh.
They're like, do you want a drink, Charlie? I'm like, no, I'm okay. And they're like, no, go on, have a drink. I'm like, no, really, I'm fine. And they literally bring in the biggest wine glass full of wine. And I'm like,
it's because my family are drinkers.
They definitely are drinkers.
Sorry, I keep coughing the whole time. It's really annoying. I've got something in my throat.
Your airways.
Yeah.
They are drinkers. But it's really annoying because they don't take no for an answer. And I think I've said to them before that I've got like an intolerance and it makes my face really itchy and they're just like,
it's hospitality.
They're not like, oh, what else can I get you then? They're like, take it.
It's the same in Ireland.
Be allergic.
It's the same in Ireland. By the way, I've said my family are Irish, but in Ireland they go, oh, do you want a bit of cake? No, I'm alright. No, you're having, no, are you sure? Yeah, no. No, you have a bit of cake. No, I'm all right.
No, it's a tea.
No, but they do it with cake as well. Whatever they have handy, if it's like, normally it's like a chicken sandwich, yeah, a turkey sandwich, because it's near Christmas time or whatever. They're like, oh, we've got some chicken sandwiches and
no, cakes. They even had chicken like when we went, and that was like Easter-y sort of time. All they did was cook chicken. Like, they have chicken with everything.
Yeah. It's lovely. That's why I think.
But they cook chicken so good, yeah. But because I don't really like chicken, but they cook chicken good.
Yeah.
And I love chicken sandwich there because I love the bread that they. What bread was it?
No, oh, they have soda bread, but I don't know if that's the one they have.
No, that's the one that I liked. I don't know about what bread they had it in, but I don't really like bread either.
Yeah, whereas I love bread and I love chicken.
I like brown bread, but white bread's not good. Like, I hate it. But like. In America, in Ireland, their bread is so good.
Yeah, and we have fresh eggs in Ireland because we have a chicken coop right next to the yard. I mean house. Excuse my South English. South Eastern London accent.
Accent or colloquial language.
Slang. Slag.
Yeah, chicken in Ireland's good. Yeah. To stop off that. No, I was going to say something else. Oh, in Ireland with tea, they have a tea like every 10 minutes. So I like tea, but like I finish a tea and I don't need one like immediately. But they're like, do you want another tea? No, I'm fine, thanks.
As you finished it, there's another one.
And like if you go out for lunch or whatever, they get like a pot of tea each. So I'm like, oh, can I just have a cup of tea? And they get me a pot and then I've got to drink this whole pot of tea at lunch.
Yeah, it's really weird. We just go to like hotels, really nice hotels, and just have like tea.
Literally.
It's weird, but
we didn't really
nice
have anything properly to eat. We were just drinking tea.
Yeah. And then like tea at and hotels. Alcohol.
Yeah, and like what your family just like
liquids.
They're like, oh,
there's no occasional chicken.
Oh, it's like 1 o'clock, time to get down to the pub and start drinking. That was the first time I ever properly day drunk was like with your family in Ireland.
That's
we just went
from.
Out and I was so tipsy anyway. At like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
I've got a picture of that of when I was tipsy at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, by the way.
But yeah, even like if we get in like really late from a flight, like it's literally like 1 a.m. in the morning, we'll go in and there's chicken sandwiches waiting. Like, nice. This is what I've been waiting for. A chicken sandwich. Yeah. Cool, next subject.
Oh, as a swift change.
Oh yeah, change music. Doodly doodly do do doodly
doodly do do. Okay, you're gonna do that every time you
movie review.
Movie review. Anyway.
No, so no, let's actually do one. What Ricky Gervais used to do one on his thing. They were really funny.
What, his radio show?
Yeah. Ricky Gervais's.
But I can't do voices.
No, but it was called something else. It was like movies with Ricky or some shit. I can't even remember what it was.
Oh, what, he did a movie review?
Yeah, but it was one sentence.
Oh,
it was like movie review, Titanic. There was a ship. It iceberg, they all died. Or whatever. There was a woman at the end, she threw a necklace into the water. Done.
What a fool.
Yeah. But okay. Our movie review will be a bit better, hopefully.
Our movie reviews about The Greatest Showman sound like we're jumping on a bandwagon, but we actually are obsessed.
We saw it how long ago?
So long ago, but we've watched it quite a few more times since. And we got the vinyl.
Yep.
And all we do is listen to the soundtrack. We don't listen to any other music.
I've got the soundtrack on my phone.
This is The Greatest Show. That has me singing. That's terrible. I know.
But yeah, it's like one of the only albums I have on my phone. That's really weird. God.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start off with the storyline.
No, I don't feel like we want to tell them the storyline.
No, I'm not saying our opinions on the storyline.
Our opinions on the storyline.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it was adapted from an actual
real life event.
Yeah, but even though it was very mixed up, like
strongly adapted, like
yeah. They changed a lot from the source material.
I'm happy that they changed a lot because I didn't really know that much about the story in general. But
it's kind of
now that I know the real story, it's a bit sad that Zac Efron wasn't playing a real person.
Yeah, he was playing a goat. A ghost.
No, but the character he played wasn't even someone that was an acquaintance or anything to P.T. Barnum.
Yeah.
Which is quite sad.
Okay, visuals.
Visuals?
Yeah, we'll do like storyline, visuals, and then...
Should I write this down for all our movie reviews?
Probably not, no.
Visuals.
Try and write down the theme tune.
What do you mean?
What is it? Movie review. I can't remember.
Yeah.
No, let's... I'm gonna write what's that. A pun? What's a pun for movie review? Movie schmovie.
Review V. No, that was like review and movie mixed together. I thought it was going to be like...
The review V.
What did you just say?
I was just trying to say what you... Like the fucked up thing you said.
I don't think I said it that bad. Review me. Oh no, I can't say it. It's worse.
Revive me, please. This joke is dead.
Oh god.
I don't know. Just yeah, stick with.
We sound so childish. People actually can think we're like 12-year-old Hulks, not even like grown.
12-year-old Hulks.
Yeah, with how childish our jokes are. Because we're obviously like big hulky bodybuilders. Yeah.
Wow. No, joke revived. Go back to last podcast if you don't know the joke reference. Okay.
Not true viewers.
What was it again?
Visuals. Oh my god, the visuals are incredible. Okay. The way
for
it's.
One,
no, I'm
this thinking. Is the first movie since I've got like actual glasses that I forgot the glasses to. So it was kind of a bit blurry for me, but it was decent.
Yeah. Okay. The visuals were incredible. Like the colours were amazing. It was so colourful.
Yeah. By visuals I don't just mean like colours. I meant like
no.
The actors and stuff like that.
No,
like,
I'm not done.
Sets.
My favourite thing was like quite often they did these slow motion things, but they were like such good slow motions.
Uh-huh.
Like usually when I see slow motions, I'm like, just speed up, I just want to watch a movie. But they were so apt, is that the word? It was like the perfect timing, perfect situations. I loved the slow motions, which is such
it
a random
used
thing to
very
say.
Well.
Yeah. Such a random thing to say, yeah, but I loved
it. It was just really good, like there was things you don't really think of. Like with musicals they done a bit where they're dancing, and then what is it, like the bed sheets do a move with them, sort of thing. And then it's just like little bits like that. It was just really good, I think.
No, but like, oh, it's just like, even the intro, like, so this film, I didn't really know, I've watched the trailer kind of, I didn't know too much about it, but like, what, in the first 2 minutes, I was like, oh my God, I love it. I was nearly crying with how happy I was.
Yeah.
Like, it was. And how many times throughout the film when we were in the cinema was I like, oh my God, I love it so much, I'm going to cry. Like, I was so happy that I just felt like I was going to cry. I've never felt like that watching a film ever in my entire life. I'm not really like...
Yeah, she's not the best person to go to cinema.
I think I'm easily satisfied, but this film was so good that...
Easily satisfied?
Yeah, with films, I'm easily satisfied. I'm quite happy with films. I'm never like, that was the worst film ever.
Don't know about that. What about the one I showed you and you're like, that was the worst film ever?
What film was it?
what film was that? You're like, that was the worst. Oh, Nocturnal Animals.
Oh, that was that the worst was really film good. Ever. It's not a really good film. He's a liar. I'm easily satisfied with like...
Musicals.
Musicals, romance, comedy, anything that's not action. I like psychological thrillers, but that one was like weird. And I like some crime sort of things, but it's weird. Like, no, because I think I'm quite easily satisfied. I like so many films that you say are rubbish.
Okay.
Because you think you're this film critic.
I don't think I'm a film critic. I criticise films.
Anyway, so I thought it was, like, the best thing I've ever watched.
Yeah, the actors were really good choice.
Seeing Zac Efron sing... from
who?
Zac Efron sing again after a High School Musical, after all this time.
In another musical.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
But it was incredible. You did say that Selena Gomez may be better than Zendaya.
I didn't think about it, but you said something the other day. You're like, oh, have they been in a film together? And I was like, no, not yet, but that'd be incredible because I love Selena Gomez too. And then I was like, oh my God, what about if she replaced Zendaya? But I don't think it would have mattered too much because Zendaya didn't have a massive role, but she did good at what the role she had. But I just think anyone could have done it. It wasn't like the most standing role.
She didn't have a massive
part. Oh, exactly. I feel like quite a few actresses could have done it and done it justice because it was quite a simple role.
Mm.
But obviously she had to do it because...
It was about race as well.
Yeah.
Part of the discrimination against...
Yeah, the discrimination for them, in particular for the act that they were, is about their race. So Selena Gomez couldn't have done it because then... she would have been discriminated because she's Latino. White.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know if people discriminated against Latinos back then. I think that's more of a thing now, no?
I don't know. Probably, though.
I don't know. I don't follow the discrimination news. I just like people.
You're oblivious.
I don't keep track of for what the new, like...
What affects me? What don't affect me?
That's not what I'm saying. I just think everyone's equal, so I don't really keep track of what people don't like about other people, because who cares?
Yeah.
Like, just be nice to people, innit? It's not a big deal.
Uh-huh. Yeah, as long as you're nice, it don't really matter. Like, if you're a dickhead, then you're a dickhead, innit? If you're nice, you're nice. It don't matter about race or whatever.
All you gotta do is be nice to people.
Then you're a shit person, innit?
Yeah, so you can be a shit person and be nice to people. Is that what you're trying to say?
What?
See, I don't know what you're trying to say here.
I'm saying there's shit people and there's nice people.
Oh, so it's just important matter. That you have to be nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, nice is like a weird word, but like...
No, it is, because...
Yeah, we've said it 15 times. I don't know. Carry on. Next.
But like, people should just be good to people. Like, you've got no reason to be mean to strangers. Yeah. Like, they've done nothing wrong to you yet.
We both work in retail. We've experienced this way too much.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, with retail, we'll probably do it our own podcast on
retail stories.
But something that's been coming up was, like, I've said it and someone else said it the other day, that it should be, like, a mandatory thing to work in retail for, like, a year service. Like, army service, but... customer service.
I think that if everyone did like even a week in retail, I think a week is enough to like, traumatise you, that you would just be a nice person.
It would either
to people
be
in general.
A year, a full year, or 3 months Christmas.
I honestly
period.
Just think.
That's
oh, that is time. Intense. Yeah, no, I just think that people who haven't worked in retail don't understand how to appreciate people in retail.
They're oblivious.
They've got no clue.
But
they
then
just
again,
don't have
you
to...
say that, like you've worked in retail and...
And
you
I
like...
tell every single person that serves me to have a nice day.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're going
to
say.
You didn't even know what I was going to say.
No,
exactly.
I thought you were going to criticise me.
I am. Well, not for that. You, well, someone said this at work today and I didn't want to be like, my girlfriend does that. It's like, oh, I hate dumpers. They just dump shit wherever.
What?
That's exactly what you do. You pick something
no.
up, you go down two aisles, or even down like
okay.
half a centimetre and chuck it somewhere else.
I want to explain this.
Go on.
When I worked at the co-op, people did this, and it was my job to move it back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
But like,
but
I can't change it.
Customer service.
No, and for so long after, I went all the way back and put it back. And then people around me were just putting it like anywhere.
Yeah,
and I'm
so
like,
you thought you had
no. So I'm thinking, at the end of the day, someone's already going to be down this aisle. Like, especially if I'm in a rush, because if I'm not in a rush, I don't matter.
Okay.
But especially if I'm already down that aisle and I see someone's already dumped something,
yeah.
they're going to come down here and they're going
to
move
well
that. So I might as well just add an extra thing.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go down the aisle
that
later anyway with that
out
other
of context
thing.
And put into something really horrible. You might as well give them another kick. They're dead.
No.
We think they're dead.
No. No, that's not what I mean.
I don't know.
Basically, I had to do it for so long that I'm just like, people did it to me, so I'm
going
to do it to you.
So do you think... Yeah, exactly. So maybe it's not a good thing that everyone works in retail for a year or 6 months. Because
that's why I said
then
a
people
week.
Will resent it and then maybe do stuff
no.
to counteract the... sort of thing.
I feel like there's a difference between working in retail on the shop floor and working on the tills and like
yeah, 100%.
Personal with customers. Because if everyone did retail on the till with customers... It'd
be
completely
be
different.
Much nicer.
Yeah. But
or
if people worked on the
more.
Shop floor and they saw how people behaved, they would resent people.
Yeah.
Because
make,
that's the worst
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, checkouts would make people more tolerable to serve because they would actually be like, yeah, I want a bag or thanks, da da da. Because they know that it's horrible not to say thanks or ignore someone or be
yeah.
on the phone.
Because the amount out. Of customers that walk into the shop, because I work in a jeweller's, so it's really one-to-one sales. Like, they walk into a shop, I greet them and everything, and I have to ask how they are and help them. But, like, they walk in, I'm like, oh, hi, how are you today? Like, I'm not asking you if you want to buy something, but you don't have to ignore me. Just be like, hi, anything. And half the time, I'm like, hi, hey, you all right? Like, I'm
Whereas
quite normal
more,
about it.
Like, I don't know how to say it. Like, I've got so many customers that the
yeah,
thing is I have
chill.
To say you're right to them or whatever because
yeah.
they're right there. Yours is like, oh, they come into the shop, they can have a look around.
Yeah.
Mine's they're coming to the till to get something.
No,
so.
But I don't understand because customers ignore me. But like, they don't come in the shop and I'm like, hey, do you need help with anything? They've just walked in the shop, obviously not. I only say to them what I would want people to say to me. Because if I walked into a shop and someone said to me, can I help you with anything? I'll be like, oh, I've just got in here. I don't know. So I'm never like that. I just greet them. I'm friendly. But I'm quite a friendly person anyway. I don't ever feel like try and make people buy stuff. Like I'm not
yeah.
like that. But people still ignore
it's not
me.
Like you get commission for it.
Well, exactly. It's not. I don't need to sell them anything, to be honest, because I still get paid. But they're just so rude. I'm just like, at least say hi. Like, you don't have to be the friendliest person, but you don't have to
yeah.
ignore me.
Okay, well...
Anyway,
this subject till the retail podcast.
We should do that next week.
No, we've just spoke on it so much now.
Yeah, and that's why I'm getting like pumped for it.
Yeah, we'll try and get a few stories. I've got a terrible memory, but so much crap has happened in
we
my
should
shop.
Write them down as we remember them and like through the
yeah.
because stuff happens.
We'll try.
That'd be good.
Greatest showman.
Yeah.
Rating. We should
five
give it
out
a rating.
Of five.
Oh, out of five.
Five what? Stars, eggs, bananas? Well, we've got to give it a unit of measurement.
Five T's. I'm joking. A couple of T's. I don't know. Five movie tickets.
Five movie tickets out of five.
So we would see it five times, basically. I think that's a good rating, is it not?
How many times
you would actually
you,
see it?
Would I watch this? I'd probably watch it more than five times. I think
yeah.
we've already
so,
watched
no,
it
but
four.
Five is
four?
The max.
I think we've watched it.
Yeah, because we've watched it. Yeah, maybe three times outside of
yeah,
the cinema.
Yeah, once
and,
in the
yeah.
cinema. So four times in total already. So I
but
definitely
we would
more
watch
than
it. Yeah, so five movie tickets.
Five's the max movie tickets you can give it.
Yeah.
I'd definitely that just means it five times. Okay.
But yeah, I think that's a good rating. I just think I came up with a really good rating there.
Movie ticket rating. I'm going to write as my notes.
But then again, there is some films that are really good. What you're like, there's no need to see that again because it's just, it might be so, I don't know, not traumatizing, but it might be so. I think of some films and I know exactly what happened in the film because it's so stand out. Okay. Like, I don't need to watch it again.
That's literally The Great Showman. I don't need to watch it again because I can play it so vividly in my mind, but I just need to see it again.
Yeah. I don't know. There's probably flaws with the system, but yeah, who cares? There's flaws with every system, especially a government. Anyways.
I was going to say my interesting news, but it's basically like a conspiracy theory that was on The Telegraph.
When?
It's about... I don't know when it was. I found it today. 4th of April. 4th of April is about the Stranger Things and it's like a conspiracy. So basically, in the 70s to 80s, there was actually a lab.
Yeah.
There was like a guy that wrote a book and him and his brother were in the lab and there was these scientists like making them use their powers. So one was psychic and I can't remember what the other guy said.
I do believe
it's called the
experiments went on. Like, project. What was it? What's the Russian thing? The Unabomber. He had these experiments when he was...
Yeah.
Ultra or something like that. I can't remember. Maybe that's from like Avengers. But yeah. It was something to do with maybe Russians or something.
Yeah, it was in Long Island. and it was called Camp Hero. But it was called the Montauk Project.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like this military base and they actually took kids there and did tests on them. Like, that was proven. But the guy that wrote the book was saying...
He has powers.
They were trying to take advantage of any sixth sense and like that, basically. Like, I don't really know if he said that he did, but his brother is a psychic and they were trying to take advantage of that. Yeah. But obviously, I don't know if you would be able
to... Is it fiction?
No, it's real. It's actually, they know that the Montauk Project took place.
Yeah.
Like, and there was a military base and it's still there. Like, it was decommissioned and everything. But obviously, he was saying his story about it. Yeah, I don't know about the power aspects. They were definitely doing experiments on children. But he was saying about there was alien abductions, time travel, psychic powers, journeys to the far side of the galaxy. I'm not sure... I'll have to tell you about that later.
Oh, yeah,
next I have to finish reading it. But because I didn't finish reading it, I just started it.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, yeah, because he was saying his brother was a psychic and they were trying to like tap into that to see if they could like channel the powers. But yeah, so... I don't know if I believe that you could actually channel powers to that strength. I believe if you like channel parts of the brain, you could gain sixth sense. But I don't know once you have a sixth sense, how far you could use that. Obviously, people say if you have used 100% of your brain, you could, like, destroy the world.
Yeah, in the film Lucy, this gets ridiculous.
Yeah,
but that don't
is
watch
ridiculous.
That film.
I have watched that film, unfortunately.
Yeah. A lot of Stranger Things probably happened. Didn't.
Okay. Yeah, but I think it's just a crazy, like, thing. Like, the whole thing, like... They didn't really say why they were trying to take advantage of these powers, though. They weren't saying, oh, it was to use them as weapons or anything. I think they were just trying to experiment. Maybe he's over-exaggerating. They were just doing experiments on children with these senses to see if there was anything, like, brain activity when this was happening. Maybe so they could see if psychic powers were real. Like, obviously, from a child's perspective, you're going to see it different than a scientist. So a scientist might be like, oh, I want to measure the brain activity when someone's doing this psychic powers or whatever to see if there's a different part of the brain that's active. Maybe they're just trying to see if it's real and trying to prove psychic powers. But these kids are obviously going to think, oh, they're trying to make me a weapon of mass destruction.
They did actually abduct me from my family.
They didn't say that the children were abducted, but I don't think the man claimed that him and his brother were abducted.
Yeah.
But they did do experiments on children. But he also said they also did alien abduction, like, spoke to people of alien abductions and stuff like that. So he could just be a bit of a cuckoo child and remember things from his
probably
dreams.
Probably traumatised.
Just, like, had nightmares and he misconstrued them for real life. So let's talk about the future of the podcast before
future
we wrap this up.
Future of the podcast. We've what got a does few it look things. Like?
I don't know.
Where do you want to be in 5 years?
Probably not making a podcast. I'm joking.
Don't say that.
I'm joking. So we spoke a little bit last time. We might want to play some games. I don't really know what sort of games. They'll probably be just like...
We said in this podcast that we want to look at retail, our experiences in retail.
Yeah, I think that should be near future, because like that would be fun.
A few stuff.
I love... They get me so fired up and I'm like,
I reckon that would be like a definitely 60-minute podcast. Like,
yeah.
Definitely.
That's definitely a long one.
Okay, but I don't want to promise anything.
Anyway. Yeah, so we want to talk a bit about conspiracies as well, a little bit about murders.
We can talk about our experiences with ghosts and stuff like that. Not that we haven't met.
Okay, because I've got a few, but I don't know if I could talk about it for an hour.
Yeah, but yeah, that could be part of something.
But then people, I don't know how people feel about ghosts. I don't know if they believe people.
Yeah, but it don't matter. It's a theory.
I feel awkward telling people ghost stories and they don't believe me. They're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but that's... Loads of people do that.
Yeah.
You believe them or you don't. That's fine.
That's true. Yeah, we could have ghost stories in general, because we could talk about ours and then talk about like things we like to watch, like Ghost Adventures, and we could talk about the documentary.
Yeah.
Oh, we want to do like a bit of like talking about travel. We're going on a holiday this year. Maybe we might be going on a short weekend break for my birthday. We'll see.
Yep. And anywhere we've been already and stuff. Not that we've been, loads of places.
Yeah, but, like, not even just that. Not, like, holidays in general. We also want to talk about short trips. So, like, we want to do a lot of things in, like, the UK and, like, go and see a lot of, like, historical places. We love museums and we love seeing historical
history
places.
History and just, like, sights to see, innit? Like, sightseeing.
Sightseeing, basically. We love sightseeing. But, like, there's so many things we want to do. And I think this summer, especially if we're able to get a car... Because of our jobs.
Probably next summer, to be honest.
No.
This summer.
I reckon we could get some done this summer.
Yeah, but not like as much as we want.
I know, obviously, but then obviously we can review them to you, give you some information about them. We think that'd be good, because we could structure them like, we could talk about the history of the place where we went and what the information's like there, what we thought of it, our experience there.
And then maybe give it a star rating as well.
Yeah. How many stone hinges out of... how many stones are there in Stonehenge? Should rate it out of how many stones in Stonehenge?
I was going to say, like, rate it out of how many times we said, oh my God.
We say, oh my God, a lot. We're like, oh my God, look at this. Oh my God, look at that.
Wow.
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 I can't do it.
Wow.
I read how we got fit. That sounds like we're bigging ourselves up. Yeah. Like how we got good looking. No, I mean
basically,
like Ryan was.
I was fat for like a lot of years.
You were obese.
Definitely obese. I was on my BMI. I was obese.
I wasn't that bad. I was just getting to the unhealthy stage of my BMI. I was like getting
unhealthy
out of...
stage of curvy.
Yeah, I went a little curvaceous. Bit past curvy. I was getting a bit of a belly.
Yeah.
But, like,
we lost, like, a lot of pounds. But we'll elaborate more on that.
Yeah, because we've got to talk about how we become Hulks.
Yeah.
So.
We'll probably, like, pretend that we're, like, normal people for that podcast and stuff.
Yeah, we'll pretend we've got a totally different body type than we have. But, yeah, that'd be good, because we could talk about what our diet was like before, like, what we ate. There's loads of stuff we could talk about with that, because we were, like, really unhealthy. Just in every
it's
way.
It's not like I'm really healthy now. I've just eaten a cookie and I want another cookie. Yeah, but I've eaten, like, 4 bits of chocolate today.
Okay,
already.
But we're going to have...
We go through, like, good patches as well. Like, 4 a week would be, like, doing all our workouts and stuff, and then on the weekend we'll, like, pig out.
Yeah, no, but I want to say, like, when we go back to London, it's really hard because they eat really bad. So we get carried away, and when we come back, it's hard to get back into a routine. And I've been going back to London.
But now
so
I feel
it's
like,
hard.
I feel like, oh, we're going back to London tomorrow. I don't need to be healthy because I'm not going to work out tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
but I'm going to, so back, I don't really want to.
When we come back, I think I might be like, no, it needs to get back on a thing, because we're not going to be taking any trips or whatever until
a
holiday.
Yeah, for a while.
Oh yeah, we've got some holiday clothes as well. We'll talk about that maybe next podcast. We've only got
maybe we'll talk about that when we talk about going on holiday in general.
Yeah, cool.
Our holiday clothes.
Anything else
we
want to mention before we?
Oh, quickly, there's a few other things we want to do. We want to do a university review, because we'll probably do that around graduation time, maybe the week we graduate.
Yeah.
Because that'll be interesting to talk about what we thought about university, because that's a big.
Yeah. And we might. Split into years, like first year, second year, third year, but we don't know yet.
Yeah, I think that'd be a long podcast.
Yeah.
Like, if we split over three, that's, like, a lot of hours.
No, I mean, like, three and one, but we'll just
section it, that's fine. But, like, also, we might call that part two and have part one as education in general, because we can talk about our secondary career, primary, nursery, sick form, college, whatever.
Creche.
Oh, house hunting. Was it called
creche?
Creche? I never went to creche. There is a creche, yeah. You can go to a creche when you're a baby. Yeah, because...
That's such a weird word, I just realised. It's like creche.
Okay. good for you. I was going to say something. Can you... Oh, house hunting, because obviously we want to talk about how it was moving in together as our first time. We're
now on our second flat together.
We are. We might need to be moving again soon. If we get jobs in a certain area, we might have to move closer to make the commute easier. Yeah.
And we're quite young, so it's we could talk about moving in together. How
young?
What do you think? How young?
No, we can talk about moving in together young, like for couples that might want to do that. But... I didn't think it was that bad of a process.
We'll elaborate more.
Pre-warning. It's quite an exciting thing.
And we can talk about future plans for moving in and stuff, like...
Yeah, and like our future house.
Dream house, dream house. Car, dream life.
Do you know what? Now we're on 56 minutes, I kind of want to go to...
60 again.
60, just to do the countdown before it cuts off.
Okay.
So what can we talk about for 3 minutes? Because I tried to wrap this up really quickly, but now we've got like...
3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes.
What did you two do today?
Me?
Yeah.
I went to work.
Well, we walked to work together.
At work, a woman left her baby in a buggy, right? And the baby stood up in the buggy and was shaking it. And the buggy was going to tip over and this baby was going to hit his head on the side in our shop. And like, so I was like to the lady... I panicked. I was like, oh, she's gonna tip over. And as she turned around, the baby stopped jiggling. It looked like I was over exaggerating, but her baby was literally like, the buggy was rocking. And you know how prams like to tip.
Yeah.
Like, this buggy was wobbling, and I was like, oh my god, she's gonna hit her head. Like, I just saw it all flash before my eyes. She turned around, and this baby, like,
prams would stopped. Prams would be great in America because they like to tip.
That's funny.
They'd be great porn stars as well.
What?
Because they like the tip. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but it was a really scary moment actually, and then she looked like she didn't believe me. But literally, as I said that, she like carried on. She turned around, didn't even get her baby out or anything. She just like turned back around and pretended I didn't say anything. And she carried on doing what she was doing. It was really awkward because it was like, she didn't believe me. And then as soon as she turned back around, her baby started like rocking the buggy again. And I was like, I'm not even going to tell her this time if this baby hurts herself. Gave a warning. But I was watching this baby because I probably would have run there and caught the buggy.
You were like, no ice creams.
No. Like, I gave the woman a warning, but like, I was watching the buggy because I was like, if that tips over, like, she didn't believe me, but I've got to catch that buggy because she can't hit her head. I'd feel so guilty.
Yeah.
But she wasn't being a good parent. Like... I just told your you that your child just nearly hurt herself.
You don't need to end the podcast on a stress.
Oh, I don't know. It was
end
really
it on a
like it. My, it was my. Really scary. It was really scary.
Really. What are we gonna do after this? It's currently 9:20.
Wow, I thought it was earlier.
I need to have a shave or a trim because I've got a big beard.
Dollar Shave Club, wasn't you?
Yeah, Dollar Shave Club. I'm going to use my one work Charlie.
It's funny because my name's Charlie. So.
Oh, yeah. And you wiped me one time.
What? That's gross.
Love you long time. I'm joking. That's racist.
What? I don't get it. I don't get a lot of references, guys. I'm not very down with the kids.
It's definitely not down with the kids. Anyways. Oh, yeah. We watched a really good comedian. We might watch him again someday. Yeah, what's his name? James Acaster?
Yeah, Acaster. He was really good. Really
funny.
He's
quite funny. 4-part series on Netflix. Also, check out Ricky Gervais's Humanity. I think it's called Humanity. His new comedy thing.
I don't like Ricky Gervais.
He's hilarious.
I'm not going to vouch for that one, but...
I like darker humour. Anyways. So we have 30 seconds left. Hopefully there is someone listening, either... in the next couple of weeks or in years to come when they look back and they're like, what were podcasts back in the day? They'll find us.
Because at the moment, we... I think we actually got one view, I'm not going to lie.
I
don't
think so. I think it was probably us.
We were just viewing to see what it sounded like and stuff. It sounds like we just sat and listened to our own podcast. We definitely did. Five, four, three, two, one.
Bye.
See ya.